back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio. We are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, sports, Bill Wolf, Nuff Said. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Thousands of Chinese earthquake victims are now fleeing possible floods. The quake-triggered landslides, which could change river flows in a dangerous way. More than 200 rescue workers have already been buried in a mudslide. China is in 3 days of national mourning. They've suspended the Olympic torch relay. Those who survived still have a tough road ahead. NPR's Robert Siegel has more on that from Chengdu.
It's estimated that there are more than 4 million people in Sichuan province who are at least temporarily homeless because of the earthquake. And what you see now, I saw one in the city of Mianzhu, which is about 50 miles north of Chengdu, the big city that we're in, where the army has established a tent city on an old sports arena. Row after row of blue disaster emergency tents. I make them out to be about 12 foot by 8 foot each. And in these tents are people from miles around whose villages were crushed during the earthquake. They live now, 12, in one case I heard, 20 to a tent.
NPR's Robert Siegel reporting from Chengdu. Myanmar begins a 3-day mourning period for cyclone victims tomorrow. The government announced it to the Southeast Asian nation, formerly known as Burma. A somewhat hopeful sign for relief workers, the military government there let the UN's humanitarian chief in to tour cyclone wreckage. The UN's secretary general will go there later this week. The UN wants more access. Despite the high-level visits, the country is still mostly closed to foreign aid workers. Word of a limited deal between Microsoft and Yahoo, and after repeatedly saying it no longer wants a Yahoo takeover, Microsoft now says it could change its mind. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle.
Microsoft is not where it wants to be in the online advertising business, which Google dominates. A deal of some sort with Yahoo could help Microsoft earn more online dollars. The Wall Street Journal reported in its Monday edition that Microsoft has proposed a deal to Yahoo related to ads that run next to internet search results. Both companies issued statements yesterday acknowledging they'd been in contact. The Microsoft-Yahoo deal is designed in part to thwart a similar arrangement between Google and Yahoo that's been in the works for weeks.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman reporting from Seattle. And no breaks for drivers yet. A new survey shows gas prices up 17 cents in 2 weeks. Average self-serve regular prices are now $3.79 a gallon. That's a 61-cent increase from just a year ago. Sound like a lot? Get ready for $4 a gallon.
There's a very high possibility that the price could reach $4 per gallon on average sometime in the next few weeks, or at least in the summer demand period.
That's analyst Trilby Lundberg. Her firm did the survey. She says the average has already topped $4 in two metro areas, which is a first. That is your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.